Parental guidance is advised for this piece. Strong language and references to violence throughout. Play 1. Killing Yoko. Written by Luke Richards. Directed by James Stevenson and Lauren Sturgis. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
Beatles there with Revolution from their 1968 White Album, almost 50 years old. Stick around, we've got more classic tunes coming up on The Breakfast Show. And now it's time for some adverts.
I can't believe it. I'm sorry, it just slipped out.
Oh, I guess you've just decided to keep it bottled up until now.
No, it's just... Look, I was going to tell you...
Tell me! You're telling me that Rubber Soul is better than the White Album? Are you mad?
I just think that Rubber Soul is better because it's when the Beatles were experimenting with electronic and acoustic. White Album just feels a bit bloated.
No, Revolver is bloated. Too much cheese in Hare Krishna. The White Album, my friend, is the best in scope and electronics. Boom!
What about Abbey Road and Sgt. Pepper?
Well, those albums were on a different level. But what we're talking about is the evolution of the band. Rubber Soul was trial, Revolver was error, and White Album was success. And as I said before, boom.
But there is one flaw with the White Album.
What do you say?
There's a flaw with the White Album.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
You're bluffing. There's no flaw in the White Album.
Revolution 9.
Oh, la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la brought to you...
Don't you dare say it.
John and Yoko. Plus Harrison. Hence why the White Album's bloated. Boom.
Leave George out of it.
Will you calm down? Seriously, you're taking it too seriously.
Well, how do you expect me to react? It's the Beatles. Ever since I was young, my mum and dad would play me their music. Whenever I felt down, the Beatles were there. The Beatles are a part of me.
Plus, your family are scouse.
Shut up. Just think of what they could have done if they stayed on as a band. We'd have had more great songs. But then the White Witch had to come in and screw it all up. The one who destroyed John and the band. The one we call Yoko Ono.
The screeching one.
If it wasn't for Yoko, John wouldn't be messing around with all that artsy-fartsy I'm staying in bed for peace crap and make more great songs with the band.
But what of his solo work? That's still good.
Yeah, but can you imagine if you made those songs with the Beatles? It would be 10 times more epic. Plus, Yoko used them as a platform to get a singing work noticed. The Plastic Ono Band. Bullshit!
I guess... But past is the past. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If there was some way to go back in time, we could stop John meeting Yoko. We could save him and the band. It would change history forever.
Do you want me to play the White Album?
Yes, please.
iPod or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Tea or coffee?
Tea, please. How's things at work?
The usual. Flipping burgers, taking orders. To be honest... Working at McDonald's wasn't the ideal job I was hoping for after uni. How about you?
Shit, as usual. Manager says I don't listen to the customers on the phones and stuff.
What did you say?
Oh, I don't know, I wasn't listening.
Not surprised. I know what'll cheer you up.
And now I know you're trying to make me feel bad.
I thought you'd like to listen to the excellent album.
You're a dick.
Barry,
what?
Have a look at this.
What is it?
I was putting the album cover back and... Well, look at this weird writing at the bottom of the lyrics for Revolution 9. It's some sort of mathematical writing?
Mathematical writing for what?
I'm not sure. But from what I can understand, it's been translated into words. Look closely.
Close your eyes, open your mind and turn back time. Revolution 10.
Revolution 10?
Close your eyes, open your mind and turn back time.
Where did you get this album from?
It was Dad's. He was a big fan of the Beatles. And Doctor Who.
Are any of your family members around?
What's happening?
I don't know.
There's flashing lights everywhere.
Barry?
Will! Barry! Will!
See you.
Barry? Barry? You dead?
Oh, I don't know. I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I think. Are you?
No.
What's wrong?
Your knee's digging into my dick.
Oh, sorry, man.
Where are we?
I don't know, but it looks different.
What do you mean?
It feels different. It's like we're here, but we're not here, you know what I mean?
No.
It's as if we've gone back in time.
How can you be sure?
I don't know, just look at what we're wearing. Yeah, and look at the cars. They're all old designs. And
excuse
look at...
me, can you tell me where the nearest fish and chip shop is?
No, sorry, love.
You okay?
Yeah, just a little sore.
Here, take this card. It will make you feel better.
Cheers.
Love and beyond, gentlemen.
What a weird woman.
Oh my God, Will, do you know who that was?
No.
White she-devil.
Who?
Drowning woman.
Yoko Ono?
Yes.
How do you know?
The card she gave you, yeah? What does it say on the card?
What makes you happy?
Now flip it over.
It says, you son of a bitch, it is Yoko.
Oh my God, Will, do you know what this means?
We have gone back in time. I'd say 1968?
Mm-hmm. The day the Beatles recorded the White Album. Hallelujah. This is a sign from God. We can save the Beatles and the album.
What do you mean?
Think about it, yeah? My dad wrote that math problem as a way to travel back in time so you and I could save John. Oh, my dad is a proper legend. God bless Doctor Who.
So all we have to do is get rid of Yoko?
Exactly.
But how do we do that?
It's pretty simple. We, kill the Ono.
Kill the Ono. Wait a minute. Kill her? Are you insane?
No, well, I am mad. Mad like Maxwell.
We can't kill her.
Why not?
The butterfly effect. Change one thing and everything crumbles.
Well, the only thing we'll be doing today is saving the lives of 1,000 disappointed people who wish the Beatles were still around today. Do you remember what she did at Glastonbury?
It still haunts me.
Well, we're here now. And this is our chance to save everyone and music. Do it for John. Do it for Glastonbury. Do it for the Beatles. And Will, do it for yourself.
Okay. I'm in.
Groovy. Let's do it.
Much more Radio 1 music.
Hello and welcome to the 1968 Killing Yoko Montage Hour with me, Stuart Best. And they're off. Yoko is walking in the park, continuing her quest to find the local fish and chip shop. And here come the boys of another time, looking confident. It appears that Barry has a bow and arrow in hand, going medieval with the first attempt. Will spots Yoko and giving Barry direction. Barry is pulling back a very strong grip and the arrow is off. It's flying! It's flying like a bird of death! It's making its descent. Looks like it's in the right direction to hit Yoko. It's going down! It's going! But wait! What's this? The arrow is changing trajectory! It's aiming for the pond next to Yoko! It's hit! A duck! Oh dear! And now the child feeding the duck is crying! Scarred for life, I would say! The boys are jumping in frustration. What will they do next? Round two, and Yoko has decided to have a sit down on the bench, still trying to figure out where to go with a little help from her map book. She's not alone as a man is reading his newspaper. But hold it, that's no man, it's Barry! Yes, Barry looking very different with a long black beard and large glasses. He's going for the classic peekaboo approach, a very common method in 1968, I must say. Now he's pulling out a vial from his jacket and a handkerchief from the other. Oh, the classic knockout rag, a very common method indeed. Yoko is unaware of the madman next to her. But what's this? It appears Barry needs to sneeze. Yes, it's building and building, and he lets out a mighty sneeze indeed. He has sneezed into the handkerchief and has inhaled the knockout juice. Yoko is still unaware and continues her quest for the fish and chip shop. Barry is unconscious, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my days, this is a poor performance. And Will comes in to drag it off. That is some stellar teamwork right there. Round three, and Yoko is still continuing her quest for the fish and chip shop. Out of all the fish and chip shops she just passed, this one might have some form of good karma. The boys are back, and oh my, ladies and gentlemen, what I am seeing is unbelievable! Barry is carrying a large jousting spear while sitting on Will's shoulders. From what I can describe, Will is wearing a pantomime horse head. The fancy dress market must be booming with these two involved here in 1968. And Will kicking his legs like a mighty steed charges, building pace and getting faster and faster. Barry aiming his mighty spear towards Yoko. But what's this? Yoko has given up and chucked her MacBook away, and it has hit Will in the face. He's zigzagging, ladies and gentlemen, like a wild horse. He is everywhere. Barry is trying to hold on, but they have run onto the road. But look out. They're going to fall down that open manhole. Oh, my, indeed. Well, that's it for this year's Killing Yoko montage. The results have been dramatic, but it is safe to assume that Yoko still remains, and her journey for the fish and chippy continues. This is Stuart Best, and I hope you stay groovy and spread the love.
Much more Radio 1 music!
Oh, my clothes are soaked!
She's getting out of hand, Barry. We've shot arrows at her, tried to grab her and spear her, which I may add was a stupid idea, and she's still alive, we're still wet. Let's just go back home.
Yeah, how, Will? How are we supposed to get back? We are not leaving until the job is done.
Till the job is done? Are you serious? Look, I don't know if you've realised, but we've tried everything and nothing has worked. You can continue with your crazy idea to kill Yoko, but I'm out.
No, there's still one more thing we haven't tried.
And what's that?
Have you ever listened to the lyrics to Maxwell's Silver Hammer?
Of course.
Oh, well, look what I found!
A hammer. Where did you get that?
Found it in the sewer. Look, this is another sign, Will. This is why we need to do this.
Now I know you're crazy.
Well, you know what, Will? You're just a bad friend, aren't you?
What?
Every time I try to do something right, you always shoot me down. Whether it's about which is the best album, my job, or my life, you're always there to shoot me down, right? And I make the choices in my life, not you. So if you excuse me, I'm going to go kill Yoko Ono and don't try to stop me.
Do you know what? Fine. I don't care. I at least know I'm right. At least I know when I've gone too far and what I need to do to change. Right. Well, I guess I'll just sit here until you finish, then.
Bloody idiot. Telling me what to do.
All right, mate.
John Lennon. But I guess you knew that already.
Oh, my God, Mr. Lennon, it's an honour to meet you.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
I've got so many questions. What's your favourite yoghurt flavour?
What?
Sorry. It's John Lennon.
All right, mate, calm down. I've had enough bother today. Then come out here and get hassled by you.
Sorry, Mr. Lennon. You all right, mate?
Do I look all right? Bloody McCartney. Wants to write a song about a raccoon, and every time I come up with a new idea, he just tries to push it to the side and make us sing more of his folk songs. Even when Yoko has an idea, he shoots her down. George is too focused on his Hare Krishna and Ringo. Well, he's just Ringo.
Can't you just tell him how you feel?
I try, but him and I, we have our differences. He's still a good friend, but he can be frustrating sometimes. I just feel like I'm not free to try new things. If it wasn't for Yoko, I'd have left the Beatles long ago.
Wait, if you didn't meet Yoko, you'd have left the Beatles?
I was feeling lost. Ryan, our manager, had died, and things weren't going well with my wife. When I first met Yoko at an art exhibition, she opened my eyes and made me feel like I wasn't alone again. She showed me what art and music can create. That's why I love her. Sure, Paul and I argue sometimes, but in the end, we're all friends. Besides, I don't want to be singing Love Me Do when I'm 30.
But what if people don't like her?
Oh, let them hate. It's normal to hate something new at first. But over time, they'll accept her. And I'll be there, by her side, hand in hand. Because I love her.
Wow. I never thought of it like that. She makes you happy.
You better believe it, mate. Actually, have you seen her anywhere? She was supposed to get us a chippy lunch a few hours ago, but she hasn't shown up yet.
Yeah, she went back into the studio where my mate plans to... Oh my God.
What is it?
Nothing. Just, I need to get back into work in the studio. I need to make sure nothing bad happens.
Oh, you work in the studio? I'll come with you.
No, you can wait here. I'll make sure everything's ready for the next recording. Then I'll call you. Mate. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Weirdo.
Yoko voice recording. Abbey Road Studio. Take 14. Ecstatic Crane.
Hello and welcome back to Killing Yoko Montage Hour, Palme d'Or. As we can see in this groovy moment in time, there's Yoko by herself doing her vocal recordings for who knows what. And our challenger today, Barry, has returned, hammer in hand and a killing determination. He makes gentle steps, slowly making his way to Yoko. He looks nervous but confident. He's close and raising the hammer, about to strike. Ooh, a mighty blow from Yoko. Her powerful vocals have pushed Barry back. He appears shaken, but not given up.
Yoko voice recording. Abbey Road Studios. Take 15. Crying Whale.
Barry, still undetected, sneaks behind Yoko again and is ready to strike. Ooh, Barry is struck again by the wailing cries of Yoko. Surely he must know when to stop. Nope, he's prepping himself up again, a bit furious this time. No holds barred this time as he runs in to strike. Ooh, a silent attack by Yoko. She never gives up.
Much more Radio 1 music!
Oh, that's it.
Barry, no!
Will, what are you doing?
You can't do this!
What?
You can't kill Yoko!
Oh, yes, I can.
Barry, listen to me. I met John Lennon outside.
You what?
Just listen. He told me he loves Yoko.
Of course he does. He's been brainwashed
by
her.
No, you don't understand. She helped John. After Brian Epstein died and his marriage was going downhill, John Lennon got depressed and maybe might have left the Beatles if he didn't meet Yoko.
What?
Yoko saved John.
But the Beatles...
I know you wanted more Beatles songs and albums and stuff, but isn't it better that you enjoy what the Beatles have created and not what they could have if they were still together? If they did that, then they'd just be an ongoing gimmick.
I guess.
Plus, isn't John's solo stuff still good?
Yeah.
You may be a madman sometimes, but you're my best mate, and I don't want to see you destroy yourself or something over anger. Just put the hammer down.
I'm sorry, man. I guess I've been too distracted with this whole Beatles and Yoko thing that I didn't realise what I was doing. Past or present.
It's all right. Come here.
Oh, hello again.
Oh, hello, Yoko.
Is this your hammer?
Yeah, I must have dropped it.
You should be careful with it. Someone could get hurt.
You don't say.
There you are.
John, here I am.
We're about to record now. Do you want to watch?
Of course. I couldn't find the chippy lunch that you asked for, though.
Oh, that's all right, love. Ringo made more of us ham sandwiches. They weren't that bad.
Strawberry jam or cheese?
Cheese, unfortunately. Oh, all right, lads.
Oh, my God. You're...
John Lennon.
Oh, my God. God, I've got so many questions. I mean, what's your favourite cheese?
I'll tell you later. I've got to get back to the studio.
We'll catch you there.
See you there. We get to see the Beatles play.
I know!
Oh, shit, we're going back.
Time must have run out.
Will, see you on the other side, yeah?
You too, man.
Wait, John!
Yeah?
Beware of people named Mark, David and Chapman. You know what I mean?
Okay. Thanks.
What? Thought I'd give him a heads up.
You tit!
You have been listening to Killing Yoko, written by Luke Richards, directed by James Stevenson and Lauren Sturgis, starring Jack Darcy as Barry, Michael Baines as Will, Lou Freeburn as the radio DJ Stuart Best, with Homi Miura as Yoko Ono and Liam Rabette as John Lennon. Join us next week for the second play of this season of work, Quids In.